and welcome to podcast number 39 with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. This 90-minute class is a slow, steady practice with subtle emphasis on the earth element, Bhumi. We'll be feeling into our roots to gain a greater connection with our foundation, and so enabling our asana practice to be a strong, steady and graceful practice. And hopefully this earth connection will leave you feeling safe, secure and grounded. Blessings of gratitude to my teacher Shiva Ray, whom I need to credit for the mandala namaskar preparation sequence that's included in this podcast. And also blessings of gratitude to Liz Lark for inspiring the opening twist and shoulder sequence. As usual, I hope you enjoy and do leave me feedback on iTunes, Podbean, or email me at mail@bluelotusyoga.co.uk, or connect with me on Facebook, Blue Lotus with Jill Amerson, or send me a tweet at Yoga Jilly. Look forward to hearing from you, and thanks so much for your support and connection in the flow. Radiant blessings. Namaste. If I do sound a little bit croaky and nasally, I seem to have developed a cold over the last couple of days. I'm feeling okay, but you just think, you know, when it just suddenly starts to sound like you're sicker than you actually are, I feel that that's happening, just a little bit nasally. And this morning when I was teaching, when we were chanting Om, my voice did kind of stop halfway through the chant. So if it does feel like I'm leaving you in a pose for slightly longer than usual tonight, or you don't hear my voice for a little while, it might be likely that I'm choking or just I'm not able to talk. So if that does happen, just kind of bear with me, okay? Let's get started into our practice then tonight. We're going to be taking a really kind of grounding, earthing practice tonight, and I'll explain why and how as we get into the wave of the flow. So we're going to start in a comfortable seated position actually tonight. So we are going to be here for a little while, so I would urge you to choose something where you feel completely comfortable, where you don't need to think about what's happening in your hips or your knees. So whether that's cross-legged with some support underneath your sitting bones, or whether you're kneeling with a block in between your bum and your heels, whatever it is, making sure that you're even and stable over both sitting bones, you're able to sit up nice and tall through the spine, and ideally letting your hips be a little bit higher than your knees, so your pelvis can slightly tilt and your knees can be slightly lower than your hips. Letting your hands rest on your lap, palms up or down, whatever's more comfortable for your shoulders. And then closing your eyes and just beginning to move into your breath. So coming towards your breath gently, just bringing awareness to the ebb and flow, the rise and fall. And as you initially begin to settle into your body, just noticing how you're feeling this evening and making any subtle adjustments to your posture so you can sit up with equal length along the back, the front and the sides of the body, drawing the sides of the waist slightly back, the sides of the neck slightly back, so it brings that your ears right over your sitting bones. And as I said, we're going to be taking a nice steady practice tonight, where we're going to be focusing on our foundation, whether that be our sitting bones in seated poses, or whether it be the foundation of our feet in standing poses. And I decided on this theme because actually Sunday was the International Earth Day, which is a day that celebrates and appreciates our planet, the Mother Earth energy, a day when we can just bring awareness to the resources that we use and that are very quickly dissipating here on our planet. So we're going to be bringing awareness to the earth, so a nice steady grounding practice. And there's an old saying that says, as the foundation is laid, so the walls of the house will rise. And in our yoga practice, when we focus on our foundation, whether it be our seat, our sitting bones, or whether it be our feet in standing poses, out of that strong foundation, a steady, strong, graceful pose will arise out of it. So just taking the next few breaths, just to really surrender to gravity through your sit bones and your thighs, let them be really heavy, and begin to bring awareness back to your breath, breathing in and feeling the breath rising right from your roots and your foundation of your seat all the way up to your heart. And as you exhale, emptying out from your heart back down to your roots again. Even inhalations and exhalations, the inhalation rising upwards, the direction of the energy is moving up towards the heart, and as you exhale, you're surrendering to gravity, the descending breath moving from heart down towards your roots. Bless you. And focusing completely on that wave of energy. And we call the rising energy prana vayu. The vayu bit meaning the direction, the wind that is rising, and the direction of the wind is prana, the upward flow. And the downward movement we call apana vayu. So that downward movement, that downward wind direction, moving back down into our roots. So as you're inhaling, drawing up the earth energy upwards towards the heart, and as you're exhaling, the earth energy descending, grounding again, stabilizing, equalizing into the earth. Let's bring our hands together in front of our heart now, and to open our practice together, I'd love us to chant the Pranava Om 3 times. So taking a deep breath in for Om. Turn back down onto your lap. Keep your eyes closed for a few moments and bring awareness right to the base of your pelvic floor. And you might remember towards the end of last term we worked with some pelvic floor exercises. And we're going to go back to those kind of movements now through the pelvic floor. So bringing awareness right to the back, just around the anal passage. And I'd love for you just to begin to gently squeeze in and up through the anal sphincter muscles. So just a gentle lift inside the anal passage, as though you're drawing the earth energy up there. And as you exhale, allow all those muscles to soften and release. And continue doing that with the wave of your breath. So as you're inhaling, just a gentle lift up through the anal sphincter muscles. As you exhale, just softening those muscles out. And we call this practice Ashwini Mudra, the gesture of the horse. So just very gently drawing up. It doesn't need to be really squeezy or grippy, just a gentle lift. And do your very best to keep it isolated. So it's literally only those muscles that are lifting. The muscles around the genitals or the front of the pelvis or the gluteal muscles in your bum. Nothing else is squeezing, just lifting up gently through Ashwini Mudra, just bringing awareness right into our foundation, right into the roots and the base of our pelvis. Just doing that a couple more times. And then at the end of your next exhalation, just relax that practice and bring awareness to the front of your pelvic floor. And we're going to do the same thing again, just isolating the muscles that would stop you from peeing mid-flow. And these are the urinary sphincter muscles. So as you next inhale, just give them a little lift up and then let them relax as you exhale. And once again, doing your very best to only be lifting the urinary sphincter muscles. Sometimes everything else wants to join in as well, but try not to allow that to happen. Try to just keep it isolated to the muscles at the front of the pelvic floor. Great. And then allowing that practice to soften. And if we were to draw a line between the pubic bone and the tailbone, and from the left and the right sitting bone, where those two lines cross roughly ends up around the perineum area, which is the bit of flesh that's located behind the genitals and in front of the anal passage. And so bringing awareness to that kind of crisscross point, the area of the perineum, and we call this area the mula, the very root. And anybody who's familiar with the chakras, you'll know that that's the home of Muladhara, the very first chakra, the root chakra. And the practice that we're about to take now we call Mula Bandha. Bandha meaning lock or lift or seal. And so we're going to be literally lifting the root. So with that area of the perineum, as you next inhale, see if you can feel as though you're lifting that area all the way up into your centre. And as you exhale, allow it to just gently soften and release. There's a kind of buoyancy there with the lift. And continue doing that with the wave of your breath. Just drawing up through Mula Bandha, the root lift, and exhaling and softening it. And once again, try to keep it isolated. The practice that we were doing with the urinary and the anal sphincter muscles can completely relax now. Just awareness right in the center. And as you do that, as you next lift, see if you can feel that slight lift just above your pubic bone, where the lower belly draws slightly in and up. So drawing the earth energy upwards, right from your roots, all the way up through your center. And just taking one more round like that. An inhalation up through Mula Bandha, and an exhalation, and allow that practice to completely release and soften. And then as you next breathe in, just allow all those muscles to completely release and bring awareness over the whole of the base of your pelvis now, sitting tall over your foundation. And with the next in-breath, let's sweep the arms out around and all the way up to the sky. Take a big stretch up. You can look up if it's okay for your neck. If not, just look ahead at the horizon. And as you exhale, let's burst the arms all the way open and take the hands down onto the knees. So if you're kneeling, you might just want to adjust your position now so that you come into a cross-legged position. Hands onto the knees. We're going to take a gentle twist. So moving your right shoulder towards your left knee and reaching your right hand back as the palm turns up towards the ceiling. As you inhale, bringing yourself up to center, twisting left shoulder towards right knee and stretching your left hand beyond the left knee, turning the palm up and reaching it towards the left edge of your mat. Coming up through center, we're going to take a couple more twists to either side. Just opening the shoulders a little, opening the mid back, the lower back. Maybe you might even feel this into the outside edges of the hip. Good. So bringing opposite shoulder to opposite knee. Good. And moving with your breath. And keeping your foundation nicely rooted. It's quite tempting to let one sit bone lift off the floor in order to get your shoulder down a little bit further. Do your best to keep the sit bones nice and grounded and anchored. Good. And next time, Your left shoulder moves towards your right knee. Come back in to an upright position. Bring the hands into the hip crease, thumbs pointing back behind you. And as you inhale, bring the shoulders up towards the ears, straightening your arms and pressing your hips down. And as you exhale, circle the shoulders back. So just a gentle shoulder circle, just a couple more times in this direction. Good. And then changing the direction. Good. So as you straighten out your arms, as the shoulders come up, press the hips down. Good. Great. And then coming back into center. Let's just change the cross of the legs for a moment if we've had the legs crossed for a little while in that direction. We'll just do one more movement through the shoulders before we bring our awareness back down into the hips. And this is something that I did with Liz Lark at the weekend. And I've done it with her before, and last time she got us to use night lights. This time she didn't give us night lights, but it's the same thing. So I'd like you to bring your hands up above your head, bring your middle fingers to touch with your palms facing up towards the ceiling. Lay your palms flat and imagine you've got two little night lights sitting in the heart of your palms. And so as you exhale, bring your hands around to the front, like you're bringing an offering. The hands come down in front of the heart. Bring the hands towards you, drawing the hands towards the navel. And then bring the hands behind you, underneath your armpits. Spin them out to the side and around and up, back overhead, bringing the fingers back to touch. Good. It's a good job some of us didn't have night lights. I'm thinking there might have been some toppling at that point. Okay, let's try again. Let's bring the hands around, imagining you're keeping your night lights flat like an offering out ahead of you. Bringing the hands into the navel, taking the hands back underneath your armpits, around and out to the side. That's when it gets tricky. Bringing the hands all the way back up. Good. And around to the center. Into the navel and out to the sides. Good. Lovely. Let's do one more just for fun. Good. Good. And bringing the hands in around underneath, back around behind you, and around and up. Just like a little Shiva dance with the hands overhead. Good. Let's bring the hands all the way out and around. Stretch out your palms along the earth, rock forwards. You can pick up your shins and your toes, give your toes a wiggle, your ankles a circle, and then rock your hips back towards your heels and come into child's pose. So we're just going to hang out here in child's pose just for a breath or two. If you feel like you want to sway the hips a little from side to side to bring awareness back down into your hips, then do. But anchoring your hips back towards your heels, just like the sunset sinking down onto the horizon, surrender your hips to your heels. Let your hips be really heavy. Big toes connecting, knees nice and wide apart. Your hips sinking down, your hands either supporting your head, particularly if you're a little sinusy like me tonight. Try to support, keep your head slightly elevated with your hands, wrists, palms stacked on top of each other, or fists stacked on top, or even cupping your hands underneath your chin and resting on your elbows. Otherwise, hands can reach forwards or reach them back towards your heels. As you next breathe in, be aware of the in-breath, flowing back in again, right from your roots up to your heart, lengthening out the sides of the waist as the breath flows upwards. And as you exhale, feel that descending energy, the apana vayu, keep drawing the energy back down towards your roots and sinking your hips down a little deeper. Stretch your hands forwards now if they're not there already. Really lengthen your side waist. Spread out your fingers nice and wide like little starfish. And as you inhale, press into the pads of your fingers and the roots of your fingers and draw yourself all the way forwards to all fours. You can bring your knees in a little bit closer together so the knees are underneath the hips. As you inhale, lift your tailbone and lift your heart, coming into cow pose. And as you exhale, round your spine into cat pose, letting your neck release. Good. And continuing with that flow. Inhaling a nourishing breath, opening the heart as the shoulders slide back. Exhale and round. Good. Spread the vertebrae. And as you inhale, opening the heart. And exhaling and rounding. And just a couple more breaths like that. Nourishing breaths, finding space in the torso. Each breath fortifying the body mind. At the end of your next exhale, come to a neutral position and just check in with your hands. The middle fingers lining up with the outer edges of your shoulders, the wrist creases parallel to the front of your mat. Tuck under your toes and press yourself back to an easy downward dog. So ease into it gently, whether that's pedaling and walking your dog, swaying your hips, rippling your spine, giving your head a little shake, whatever you need to do. Ease into it gently, shifting the weight evenly between hands and feet. Great. Feet hips distance apart, not too wide, not too close together. Keep your fingers really engaged, the webbing between index and thumb really rooting, so you can roll the upper arm bones away from your face. Press the heart towards the hands, and then engage Mula Bandha and press your sit bones up and back to the wall behind you. Step your feet together gently. As you inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky and then open out the leg into lamppost dog, dropping the right heel towards your left sitting bone and lifting your right knee up to the ceiling. Try not to dip down through your left shoulder. Keep the left armpit lifting up away from your mat so your shoulders are square. Take an in-breath and straighten out your right leg again. Center seam is parallel to the mat. And as you exhale, step the foot through between the hands and lower your back knee down onto the mat. Inhale, lift the heart, dip the hips in your low lunge. And as you exhale, rock the hips back and work to straighten the right leg in Ardha Hanuman. Inhale, drawing forwards through a low lunge, lift the heart. And exhale, rocking back, Ardha Hanuman. Inhale, heart lifting, hips releasing. Exhaling, bowing to the earth. And last one, inhale. And exhale. As you inhale, coming forwards and beginning to move your right upper arm in front of your right knee. And then widening out your hands so your hands come off the mat, walk them out so that your wrists are underneath your shoulders. If you want to make this a little bit stronger, you can tuck your back toes under and lift the back knee if you like, or leave it down. Inhale, press the heart forwards, look forwards. And as you exhale, flare your elbows so you dip down and look towards your right elbow, bringing the crown of your head, your right elbow and right shoulder into the same line. Inhale, come to center. And exhale, turning to look over left shoulder. Good. Inhale, coming to center. And exhale, turning right. Inhale, center. And exhale, turning left. If it's too intense, keep the back knee down. Inhale, one more to each side. Turning right. Inhale, turning left. Good. Inhale, center. And as you exhale, lower the back knee. If it's up there, walk the hands in and slide the right leg back. Keep the knees underneath the hips now.
and begin to slowly walk your hands forwards out to the top corners of your mat, letting your heart melt over the earth into Anahata Asana. So heart offering pose, heart melting pose. Keep your arms as straight as you can, almost reaching them out a little wider like a V shape, not too wide. Good. Spread out your fingers. Let your head really relax. So try not to hold your head up, but roll the upper arm bones away from the sides of your face and let your heart sink. If your chin and forehead and breastbone naturally come down to the floor, do feel free to extend the chin forwards, but don't compromise your neck. So you don't want to be feeling any pinching in the back of your neck if that is happening for you. Just ease back a little bit. As you next inhale, let's slither all the way through onto our bellies, bringing ourselves through into a nice gentle Sphinx position. Elbows right underneath the shoulders, arms like little train tracks, and we're going to feel as though we're pressing the pads of the fingers down, like we're dragging and drawing the floor towards us so our heart can press forwards. And then slowly drop the chin to the chest and begin to circle the chin towards the right shoulder, and then draw a rainbow over your head with your eyes as you come down to look over your left shoulder. And just taking that gentle loosening of the neck, oiling of the neck muscles and the upper back. One more in that direction. And then let's change, traveling twice around to left shoulder, up and over to right shoulder, and down through center. One more, left to right. And coming back to center. Sliding the hands back now and bringing the chin and chest down onto the mat. Hands alongside the chest with the tops of your fingers lined up with the tops of your shoulders. Spread out all your toes. Feel as though you're pressing your baby toes, put baby toes down into the mat as you lift the front of your thighs away from the mat. Lift the upper arm bones up and slide the tips of the shoulders down. And as you inhale, we're going to curl up into a nice little low cobra. No hands. Good. And as you exhale, gently lower down. Great. We're going to use the hands this time, but we're going to come up a little bit higher, and we're going to exhale the Bija mantra for the root chakra, for the Muladhara chakra, which is the sound Lam, L-A-M. So as you inhale, bringing yourself up, rolling the shoulders back, open the heart. Lam. Slowly lowering down, great. Inhale, pressing the floor away through all fours, tuck under the toes, and press back, downward facing dog. As you inhale, feet together, left leg to the sky. Opening the left leg into lamp pose dog. Spreading open the sole of the left foot. Trying not to dip down through that right hip, right shoulder, sorry. Keep the right armpit lifting up away from the mat. The shoulders stay as square as you can. Good, let your right heel keep moving into the mat so you're not on your tippy toes. Good. Take an in-breath, straighten out the left leg. And as you exhale, step it through between the hands, bringing the back knee down onto your mat. As you inhale, lift the heart, look up, drop the hips down. And as you exhale, rock the hips back and straighten out your left leg into Ardha Hanuman. That's going to be the pulse now. Inhaling, going forwards, lifting the heart through your low lunge. And exhale, rocking the hips, working to straighten the front leg to any degree. Inhaling, coming forwards, and exhaling, rocking back. Good. Spread out the toes if your ball of the foot lifts. Good. Inhaling, coming forwards, and exhale, rocking back.
As you inhale, come all the way forwards and begin to pass your right upper arm in front of your right shin. Walk your hands out so your hands are wider than your mat. Wrists right underneath your shoulders. Lift the back knee if you want to make it a little bit more challenging. Take an in-breath, look forwards. And as you exhale, flare your elbows out to the sides and look to your left elbow. Elbow, shoulder, crown in the same alignment. Inhale, center. And exhale, turn to look to the right. Inhale, center. And exhale, turn left. Inhale, center. And exhale, right. Good. And one more to each side with the wave of your breath. Good. Well done, everybody. Looking left. Then as you inhale, come back through center. Slide the left leg back and bring yourself into Anahata again. Heart offering pose. Keeping the hips over the knees and melting the heart to the earth. Feeling as though somebody is just dripping, drizzling, lovely warm massage oil right into the space between your shoulder blades. So it begins to soothe and soften the back of the heart, encouraging that surrendering element through the front of the chest. Enjoying one more breath here. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, gently slithering through again all the way onto your belly. Sliding the hands back along your chest this time for low cobra. So bringing the hands alongside the chest, tops of fingers level with tops of shoulders. Lift the upper arm bones up and slide them back. And as you inhale, gently rise up and take your hands away from the floor. Hover, press the toes strongly down, spread out the baby toes, and exhale and gently lower. Good. Using your hands this time, we're going to come up with that sound lamb again. So as you inhale, gently coming up to your baby cobra, press the heart forwards. Slowly lowering down, toes tuck, inhale, press the floor away and back to downward facing dog. Good, well done everybody. We're going to travel around the earth now in all directions around our mat using mandala namaskar. So as you inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky, spread the toes out nice and wide. And as you exhale, knee to navel, shift the shoulders forwards and place your right foot by your right thumb into a lunging position. As you inhale, coil into your center, look back towards your left toes. And as you exhale, extend through the heart and the back heel with lion's breath. Good. Inhale, drawing to center, and exhale, lion's breath. Good, and one more. Good. Inhale, coil in, bring your right hand to the inside of your right foot, and walk around to the left edge of your mat. So your feet are nice and wide right now. You're going to toe heel them in a little bit and then spin the heels in and the toes out to the corners of your mat. Bend your knees so they track towards your toes and bring your elbows on the inside of your knees and hold on to your ankles or shin bones. Inhale and round up. And as you exhale, sink your hips and press your heart forwards, lion's breath. Good. Inhale and round. And as you exhale, sink the hips to be the same plane as your knees, lion's breath. Good. And one more like that. Inhale. Good. And sink those hips down. Good. Look forward. Great.
From here, let's travel all the way around over the left knee and shin, turning to a lunge to the back of your mat. Take an in-breath there, stepping back into plank position and exhaling and lowering all the way down to the floor or hovering halfway. Inhaling, coming up to cobra or up dog, either or. And as you exhale, pressing back to downward facing dog. Beautiful. We're going to do exactly the same again, using the same leg, so we travel in the same direction. As you inhale, feet together, right leg lifts to the sky. Good. And exhale, knee to navel, and place the foot alongside the hand. Good. Three lion's breaths here. So keep that shin vertical. That's not going to move. As you inhale, coil in, lift from your navel. And exhale, press the heel into the center of the room, the heart forwards, lion's breath. Good. Inhale, coiling in. And exhale, radiate. Beautiful. One more. Inhale. And exhale. Good. Bringing your right hand onto the inside of your right foot and traveling around to the long edge of your mat. Shorten your stance, turn your toes out, sink into your little sumo squat, elbows on the inside of your knees, holding on to the insides of your ankles. Good. Inhale and round up. And exhale and sink down, press the heart. Good. Inhale, rounding. Exhale, hips and knees in the same line. Good. One more like that. And exhale. Good. Wonderful. Traveling all the way around to the front of the mat, back over your left knee and shin into a lunge position, stepping back to the top of a push-up. And moving through a vinyasa at your pace. Take your time. Flow with your breath. Listen to your breath and let your body respond, meeting back in downward facing. We're going to do exactly that again. Only this time we're going to travel the other way around the mat using the other leg. So as you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. And as you exhale, step it forwards between the hands. Good. Inhale, coiling to your navel. And exhale, radiate. Inhale. Good. Right heel back, left shin forwards. Lion's breath. Good. Inhale, squeeze and lift the belly. Exhale, press the heart forward. Last lion's breath. Good. Bringing the left hand the inside of left foot. Walk around to the right long edge of your mat. Shorten your stance. Spin your heels in. Take a hold of your ankles. Inhale and round through your navel. Exhale, sink the hips and press the tail back and the heart forwards. Inhale and exhale. Good. One more like that. Inhale and exhale. Good, wonderful. Traveling around to the back of the mat, coming over your right thigh into a lunge. Stepping back to the top of a push-up as you inhale. And exhaling, moving through gently. Moving through the vinyasa at your pace. Listen to your breath. Good. Well done. Downward facing dog again. Feet together on the midline, more like a tripod between the heels and the hands. And as you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. Nice and straight. Spread open the sole of that foot. And exhale, knee to navel, and place the foot softly. Good. Three rounds of lion's breath. Inhale and exhale. Inhale, coiling in, and exhale, really reach into the center of the room with the back heel. Good. Great. One last one. Good. Lovely. Good. Really
the hands onto the inside of your left foot and walking all the way around to the long edge of your mat. Shorten your stance. Take your hands on the insides of your ankles. Press your elbows into the inner knees. Inhale and round. And exhale, sinking with lion's breath. Good. Inhale. And exhale, part forwards, look slightly forwards. Good. One more. Good. Turning all the way around to the front of the mat, coming into a lunge over your right thigh again. And as you inhale, stepping back to the top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower all the way or hover. Inhaling, coming up. And exhale, pressing back, downward facing dog. Good, let's take five nice big breaths in downward facing dog. See if you can breathe into the pit of your throat. Find that rhythmic flow of your breath with Ujjayi Pranayama, the ocean sounding breath. Good. Keep the fingers spreading. Feel into the earth through the pads of the fingers, the roots of the fingers, the heels of your hands. Engage Mula Bandha and press your heels down into the earth. Good. Lower belly drawing in and up as Mula Bandha engages. Good. Just taking one more breath here. Everyone, and then begin to walk your toes forwards towards your hands. Soften your knees, hands into your hip crease, shoulders into your back, chin forwards, and as you inhale, coming all the way up to standing. And exhale, relax the hands down. Separate your feet out so that they're hips distance apart. We're just going to take a few moments just grounding and rooting over our feet before we go into a little standing flowing sequence tonight. So we're going to find Tadasana, standing mountain pose. So let's just check in with our feet and make sure that they're pointing forwards to begin with, not pointing in or out. And then closing your eyes, standing up tall over your feet and letting your arms just hang by your sides. How they would naturally fall. No need to try and rotate the palms in or out. Just let the wrist dangle there underneath the shoulders. Feeling as though your chin is parallel to the floor, so if you were to open your eyes, you'd be taking a soft gaze out to the horizon. And begin to feel into your foundation. Feel into the surface of your feet. And I'd love for you to keep all your toes down on the floor. And begin to make the inside edges of your feet, so the big toes edges of your feet, become really light, like they're floating away from the floor. Begin to make the baby toe side of your feet really heavy, like they're rooting down, super gluing down, little roots growing down from your baby toes all the way down into the earth. And let's switch that around. Let's make the inside edges of the feet, the big toe sides, super heavy, like your arches are slightly rolling in and down. And your baby toe side of each foot now has little angel wings on it, lifting it up, getting lighter and lighter on the outer edges of your feet. And I'd love for you to try and find some balance in between those two stages. So each edge of your foot is pressing exactly the same amount into the floor. And then see if you can lift your inner arches a little bit more
Press the roots of the big toes down and press the inner heels down. But keep the weight equal. Good, well done. Let's gently open the eyes and just test how we travel over our feet by taking the arms out, around and up, bringing the palms together overhead. Turn the backs of the palms to touch. And as you exhale, bring the hands all the way back around and down, bringing the hands into Anjali Mudra at the front of the heart. We're going to use that foundation now in our standing pose. Bless you. As you inhale, you can open your eyes, turn the arms around and up, reach up to the sky. Back to the hands, touch as you exhale, soften your knees and fold out over your legs. Inhale, coming up halfway, gathering some length. On no breath, stepping back to the top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower all the way to your belly or hover. Inhaling, coming up to upward dog or cobra. And exhale, pressing back to downward facing dog. Stepping the feet onto the midline. And as you inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky. And as you exhale, step the foot forwards between the hands. Anchor the back heel down and find heel and arch alignment. So your front heel is tracking through the back arch. Reach your left hand forwards into the center of the room. And as you inhale, reach all the way up and over, bringing yourself up into Warrior Two. Take a moment here and feel into your feet. Roughly speaking, you want to have your ankles underneath your wrists. So if your legs need to be adjusted, just make those subtle adjustments with your feet so that your foundation is nice and solid. Remember, out of a good, strong foundation, a strong, steady pose will arise. From here, let's straighten out the front leg as you inhale. And as you exhale, re-bend the front knee, ensuring that that right knee is tracking towards the toes and rolling towards the little toe. Press strongly into the baby toe side of the back foot so that your back arch lifts away from the floor and the inner thighs engage. Press some weight into the ball of the front foot. Inhale, and as you exhale, we're going to take the back hand, scooping the earth and sweeping the arm forwards. Exhaling, taking the arm overhead. Scooping forwards as you inhale. And as you exhale, take the arm back over the top. Good. One more like that. Inhale, try not to lose that lunge. And exhale, good. Inhale, straighten the front leg. And as you exhale, bring your left hand and wrap it behind you, wiggling it towards your inner right thigh. Squeeze both kneecaps up and keep that back baby toe pressing into the floor so the arch lifts. Lift both kneecaps up strongly and try not to lock the knees. Reach forward through your right fingers and lengthen from the right hip to the right armpit. Draw the outer right hip slightly back and down. And then just let your right hand fall down onto your shin. Wherever it lands on the shin is great. Good. Activate the legs again. Spread all the toes. Press into the back baby toe. Squeeze both kneecaps up. And then begin to roll your left shoulder back over your right shoulder, spinning your belly chest up to the sky. Look to the long edge of your mat. And then reach your left hand straight up to the sky, one long line of energy, wrist to wrist. Good. Breathing gently here. As you inhale, soften the right knee. Pull yourself up on an imaginary rope with your left hand, look over your right fingers, and as you exhale, sit back down into Virabhadrasana 2. You can either now bring your right elbow to right thigh or right hand to the inside of right foot. Reach your top hand straight up to the sky. Turn the top palm forwards towards the top of your mat. And as you exhale, bring the fingers all the way down towards the earth. Inhaling, taking the arm back behind you, following the fingertips with your gaze as you circle back behind you and up. And keep that circular movement going. Twice more. So three full circles in total. Circling slowly and gently. Good. And next time your hand reaches all the way up to the sky, inhale and pull yourself all the way back up. Hands to the hips, turn your toes out towards the long edge of your mat. Make sure your feet are parallel, toes pointing and tracking directly forwards. Take the hands into your hip crease. Roll the shoulders into the back and spread your collarbones nice and wide. One big smile across the front of your collarbones. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, begin to hinge from your hips into Pasarita Padottanasana, so wide angle forward fold. Either just staying like a tabletop or sliding your hands down the backs of your legs, or taking your hands out ahead of you so your wrists are right underneath your shoulders onto the floor or onto a block. Good. Let's work from into the feet first of all. So spread out your toes nice and wide and ground into the outer edges, into the baby toe edges of each foot. Really press those baby toes down so the arches lift. Soften your knees so the knees aren't completely locked and shift some weight into the balls of your feet so you avoid locking the knees. Squeeze the kneecaps up and then widen the thighs apart. Broaden your thighs away from each other. Good. Shoulders move down into the back. Engage Mula Bandha and press your heart forwards in the direction whether you're going down or going straight ahead like a tabletop. Good. Lovely. Well done. Soften the knees a little bit. Take an in-breath. Come all the way up. Hands to the hip crease. I'm going to turn all the way around towards the back of the mat. Coming into a lunge over the left leg. And step back into the top of a push-up as you inhale. And as you exhale, move through a vinyasa, lowering all the way or halfway. Inhaling, coming up into your back bend, and exhaling, pressing into your downward facing dog. I'm going to do exactly that sequence again on the other side. So feet together in down dog. As you inhale, left leg lifts to the sky. And as you exhale, step it forwards between the hands. Anchor the back, heel down, and as you anchor it, check in, make sure you've got heel and arch alignment. And your right heel is the furthest thing behind you. It's spinning into the center of the room. Good. Reaching your right hand forwards. And as you inhale, reach it around and up. Let it pull you up into Virabhadrasana 2. Take a moment to check in with your posture. Are your ankles underneath your wrist? Do you need to widen out your legs? Do you need to bring the back leg across a little bit to find the stability for your pose? As you next inhale, straighten your left leg just for a moment. Give yourself a little breather. And as you exhale, re-bend the knee again to 90 degrees and make sure it's tracking towards your left baby toe. Good. Let's activate the right baby toe now. So the right arch begins to lift up away from the floor. And then using your right hand, take an in-breath. And as you exhale, sweep down to the earth and bring the right hand forward to join the left. Swooping it up over your head and repeating that big scooping action, drawing the earth energy up. Try not to lose that beautiful lunge of the left leg and keep the right leg razor sharp. Doesn't matter if you don't touch the floor, but just head in that direction. Good. And at the end of your next big circle, as you inhale again, straighten out your left leg and sweep your right arm behind you like you're wiggling your right hand towards your left inner thigh. So you've got a little half bind going on. Squeeze both legs nice and straight, so pull all the muscles to the bones and lift up your left kneecap strongly. Reach with your left fingers towards the wall ahead of you and get some length along your side waist as you hinge your left hip slightly back. Good. So you're leaning out towards the top of your mat. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, bring your left hand onto your left shin bone, and then feel into your foundation again. Spread out all 10 toes, and make sure none of the toes are kind of gripping like little birds on a perch. Spread all your toes out nice and wide, and work into the right baby toe again. Really press that down and lift the arch. Both kneecaps lifting up strongly, so the legs are razor sharp. And then begin to lift up through Mula Bandha and lengthen your tailbone towards your back heel. Roll your belly chest to the sky and roll your right shoulder over your left shoulder. Good. Then you can reach up with your right hand, if it's appropriate for your shoulder, reach straight up, one long line, wrist to wrist. Good. Lovely triangles, everybody. Should be feeling like the back of your sacrum and the back of your head are in the same plane. Into Vera 2. Bring your left elbow to left thigh or the hand on the inside of the ankle, either or. Reach your right hand straight up to the sky again, so you've still got that long line shoulder to shoulder. Turn your top palm to face the crown of your head, and then you're going to bring the palm down towards the front of your mat. Look at your fingers and draw three big circles as the arm travels back behind you and around, following it with your gaze so that you can really open your chest and your belly. Good. Wonderful. Nice, gentle, soft movement. Good. Got strength and stability in the legs. Great. And once those three circles are done, reaching straight up to the sky, pull on an imaginary rope, and as you inhale, pull yourself all the way up. As you exhale, hands to the hip creases, turn your toes towards the long edge of your mat. As you inhale, shoulders back, collarbones spread, root down into the baby toe sides of the feet. And as you exhale, hinge from the hip crease and fold out over the legs. This time, bringing your hands down towards the floor, if it's okay for you, if you need a block underneath your hands, by all means use a block if you prefer to. Good. So if your palms can comfortably go flat on the floor here, whilst keeping the legs active, so the baby toes engaged, knees aren't locked, the thighs are broadening away from each other, and you can still lengthen your spine, you can comfortably walk your hands back in between your feet and bring the crown of the head to the floor. Feel free to play around a little bit with tripod headstand if that's something that is appealing to you tonight. If not, stay in Pasarita Padottanasana. Good. Lovely. Good, and just breathe gently. Good. So squeeze the elbows towards each other, Karen. That's it. Good.
Lovely. Beautiful. And just a couple more breaths here. And then when you're ready to come out, if you're in your little tripod headstand, coming down gently, finding your way back to Pasarita.
And walking your hands forwards again, hands to the hip crease, shoulders into the back, chin forwards. Inhaling, coming up nice and softly,
turning back around to the front of your mat. And coming into a lunge over your shin bone and stepping back into the top of a push-up as you inhale. And as you exhale, moving through for the very last vinyasa of the night. So taking your time, traveling with your breath. Elbows in for cobra, good. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. And in this downward dog now, I'd love for you just to explore your foundation here. We're doing a lot of work with the feet. So let's get the hands really engaged now. So spread out through the pads of your fingers. So the roots of your fingers are also engaged, as are the heels of your hands. But you want to feel like the heart, the Hirudaya of the palm, is gently lifting away from your mat. Press down strongly through the index finger and thumb so the lower arms internally rotate. And then I'd love for you to roll the upper arms away from your face so the upper arms externally rotate. Press into your hands strongly and press your heart towards your hands. Lift your lower belly in and up. That doesn't mean looking though at your hands. Look across, take your internal gaze towards your navel center. Good. Just press your heart in that direction. Good. And then engage your lower belly in and up. And roll your inner thighs towards the wall behind you and press your heels down into the mat. Really great downward dogs, everybody. Super. As you next inhale, let's rise up onto the tiptoes and you're going to walk your feet towards your hands or hands towards feet. Either or, doesn't matter. When you meet in the middle, hands to the hip crease, soften the knees, shoulders into the back, inhale and come all the way up. And as you exhale, bring your hands to your heart. Just to test our foundation, we're going to take ourselves into Vrikasana, tree pose. So if anybody does need some more space to balance against, then feel free to take yourself off there. Standing up nice and tall over your foundation. Remember before how we were shifting the weight into outer and inner edges from ball to heel. Just find the equilibrium over each foot now. And then shift all your weight onto your right leg. Onto your right leg first. Lift your right kneecap up so your knee isn't locking out. And then you can begin to bring your left heel up towards you. Help it out with your left hand. And bring the heel up in towards the groin. And press the sole of the foot against the inner thigh. Press the inner thigh against the foot. And if that's too challenging, lower the foot down onto the shin or even bring your left heel onto the inside of your right ankle. Look at something that's not moving on the floor or something on the horizon, but the eyes are steady and soft on a point. Clear focus, steady foundation, no gripping toes. Really press through the inner heel and the root of the big toe. Lift the arches, squeeze the kneecap up, and hug into the midline through the inner thigh and through the sole of your left foot. And if you'd like to take your branches, your arms, all the way up to the sky, then do. If you want to blossom your branches out like a big Y shape, then go ahead and be my guest there. But just steady over your foundation. And if you sway or fall out, just laugh, it's okay. And you can come back in again when you're ready to. No big deal. Good. Take another in-breath there. And when you're ready, you can exhale, bring the hands back to your heart. Bring the left foot down onto the mat. Take a moment, just feel again into your foundation. Shift the weight equally from side to side.
And then we're going to move directly into the other side. So I'm not going to talk you into this side. So when you're ready, you can just use your left foot as the foundation now. And allow your right foot to move up into your variation of tree pose. Allowing yourself to stabilize. To really allow your roots to travel from the sole of your left foot like a corkscrew down into the earth. The toes spreading, the arches lifting. Strong, stable foundation. And a strong, steady pose arising out of that solid foundation. Eyes steady, the mind clear and focused. Good, well done. When you're ready to come out, gently return your foot to the earth. Stand in Tadasana again, arms by the side, equal weight into both feet, equal weight between the outer edges, the inner edges, the roots of the big toes grounding, center of the heels grounding, arches light and lifting. Notice how you feel over your foundation. Slowly opening the eyes, take an in-breath, reach the arms out, around and up. And as we exhale, let's pour out over the legs, swan diving forwards. As you inhale, coming up halfway. And as you exhale, walking back into downward facing dog, just a brief visit. And as you exhale, lower your knees down onto your mat. Crisscross your shins behind you. Roll back and extend your legs ahead. Yeah, bend your knees and slowly roll yourself down onto your back, sliding your hands down your thighs. So you come down nice and slowly. We're going to take a nice, easy twist. So taking the arms out to shoulder height. Shifting your hips a little bit and shimmying your hips a couple of inches over to the right edge of your mat. Good. Pick the soles of your feet up off the floor and bring your knees over your hips. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, let your knees come down towards the left side of your mat. Keep your right shoulder down onto the mat. So you've got an easy twist, just that little shuffle of the hips just helps keep the spine in alignment. If you want to sway your head a little bit from side to side, then do. Turn the palms down and really move the shoulders down into the back. Good. Lovely. So press your left knee up into your right knee, squeeze your navel in, and as you inhale, bring the knees back up to center. Press the feet down into the mat. Shimmy your hips through center and a couple of inches across to your left. Pick the feet back up off the mat. Take an in-breath, squeeze the knees. And as you exhale, lower the knees down to your right side, keeping your left shoulder completely anchored down. Feel free to just roll the head a little bit from side to side. And if the knees don't go all the way to the floor, that's okay. Your toes can just touch down onto the mat. Good. Press the lower knee into the upper knee. Squeeze the navel. Inhale. Come all the way up to center. And bring the soles of the feet down onto the mat and shimmy your hips back into center. Bring your right heel on top of your left knee now. And we're going to take threading the needle pose. So you can reach your right hand through the gap between your legs and interlace both of your hands around the back of your left thigh, bringing your left foot up off the floor.
from you. The more you spin it, the more it'll open into the outer hip. Bring your left heel up to the same height as your left knee. Good. All 10 toes are spreading. And physically, the ankles aren't going to move. They're going to stay where they are. But energetically, press both heels down towards the floor. And that should bring the awareness and the energy back down into the pelvic bowl again, back into the hips. Close your eyes and breathe softly here. Smooth inhalations, smooth exhalations. The grounding energy, that downward force, rooting again into the pelvic floor. Inhalation here and breathe the breath out smoothly. Then you can release that side and we're going to switch sides, bringing the left heel on top of the right, bringing the right thigh towards you and interlacing your hands around the back of the right thigh. Bring your right heel up to the same height as your right knee, flex both ankles. Spin your left knee away from you, so you've got the top of a number four between your thighs. Sit. And then begin to energetically press both heels down towards the floor. Relax the shoulders into the back. Relax your face. Notice whether there's any resistance in your body. Whether it's your tongue pressing to the roof of your mouth, your teeth gritting together, your eyes squeezing tight shut, your shoulders drawing up towards your ears. Wherever there's any tension manifesting, see if you can soften it. See if you can send your breath to that place and encourage it to release. The breath expanding into that space, releasing any grasping or gripping. And instead, surrendering, letting go with the exhalation. One more breath here as you inhale and exhale and slowly release out of your threading the needle pose. Hug the knees towards the chest. Give yourself a little bit of a rock and roll. Side to side, forwards and back, whatever feels nice, circling and massaging. And then give yourself a little bit of momentum, rocking back and forth along your mat. And rock yourself all the way up to sitting. Sitting evenly on both sit bones, with the knees bent out ahead of you, soles of the feet on the floor. Walk the heels in fairly close towards the hips, not super close. Take the hands behind you, resting on your fingertips so that you're pressing the floor away from you, rolling your shoulder blades into the back and lifting the heart up. We're going to take a nice, easy twist. So let's bring our right forearm across the front of the knees. Press into your left hand and then really root down through your right sitting bone. Draw it slightly back and press it down. And then lift your heart up. Take an in-breath. And on the exhalation, spin your chest, your heart, and your head towards the left, turning to look towards your back shoulder. So we want this twist to be happening from the waist upwards rather than from the hips. Hence that anchoring and drawing back and down into the right sit bone. Keep the heart lifting, the crown reaching to the light as you spin around to the left side. Take one more in-breath. And then as you exhale, slowly unravel and come back to center. And let's switch sides. So bringing the left forearm across the front of the knees. Take the right fingers behind you, tented fingers so you can press the floor away. That will help you to gather the length up the spine. Slightly draw the left sitting bone back and down. Lift up through the belly and the heart. And then spin the heart and the shoulder girdle around to the right. Turning to look over your back shoulder and breathe. Well done. Take one more in breath. And as you exhale, slowly come back to center. And let's allow the knees to just fall open. And we're going to massage the sole of the foot in a particular place. So on the sole of each foot, you can find kind of the ball underneath your big toe, kind of that little mound of flesh. And just alongside there, just slightly down, is the heart of the foot. Tala Hiridaya is its Sanskrit name, the name of this marma point. And if you press your thumbs into each of those points, just give them a little massage. So you're circular, making circular movements with your thumbs and pressing a little bit inwards too. So you've got a bit of pressure there. And we're doing this for a couple of reasons. One is that in terms of the corresponding organs that this point sends energy to, it relates to your respiratory system and also gives your immune system a boost. So if you're a bit snuffly like me right now, then you need all the immune boosting that you can get, then this is a good idea to be massaging here. But it fits in quite nicely with our kind of rooting and grounding class tonight, because in the sister science to yoga, Ayurveda, it says that we are all made up of a blend of constitutions, and there's three constitutions in total. Most of us are a blend of two, and some of us are a blend of three, but we always have one dominant dosha, one dominant constitution, and one of these constitutions is called Vata, V-T-A, Vata. And Vata people are normally very light and airy, so they live very much up here in a little daydream in their own sweet little world. And I'm sure, you know, I have a tendency to be quite Vata-like. And so if, like me, you find yourself living a lot up into this space and you need to get a little bit more rooted and grounded, massaging here in Tala Hiridaya really helps to decrease the amount of Vata and helps us to feel more stable, secure and solid over the earth. So, good idea if, like me, you're a bit of a dreamer. Okay, so let's allow just that to stretch out now. And let's bring ourselves into Baddha Konasana. So, bringing the heels in a little closer towards your groin. You might want to lift your hips up and kind of move your groins towards your hips. I quite like to do that and draw the flesh back from underneath my seat. You can either take this in a couple of different ways. You can just use the fingertips like scaffolding behind you and just gathering the length up and just enjoy pressing the feet together, engaging the inner thighs and stretching there in the inner thighs and groin. If you want to turn it into a forward bend, then by all means, take a little yogi toe lock or interlace your fingers around your feet and then begin to fold forwards, flaring your elbows to the sides and using the elbows on the inner shins so that you can press those down and extend your heart forwards. And just hanging out into either variation of those postures, whichever feels as though it's of service to you, either the quietening forward bend or finding space through the inner thighs and the torso. Close your eyes. Just going to take three full breaths here, drawing up from your roots again all the way up to your heart and emptying from your heart back down to your roots. And at the end of your next exhalation, opening your eyes, slowly coming all the way up if you're in your forward bend. Help the knees back together. And let's just extend the legs out. Give the legs a little massage or a little bounce around. And if there is any other posture that you would like to do this evening, feel free to take a few moments to do that. If you want to get extra layers on, feel free to put on socks and sweaters. We're going to lie still in Shavasana for about 5 minutes, and then I'm going to offer you the choice to either continue lying in Shavasana for an additional few minutes, or you can come up and join me for a meditation. So either or is fine. Whatever you feel like is going to benefit you. But taking your time now just to get some warm layers on so you can be really comfortable. And if, of course, you want to join me for the seated meditation and want to take your mat off to some wall space so that you've got some support behind you when you come up, feel free to drag your mat off to some wall space now so you don't need to disrupt yourself too much at the end of Shavasana. When you've got everything you need, coming down to lie on your back. And initially when you come down onto your back, just bend your knees, lift your hips up just briefly and lengthen your tailbone towards your heels. And then allow your sacrum and hips to come back down onto the mat. Doing a similar movement with your shoulders. Rolling your shoulder blades slightly underneath you, rolling them, scooping them underneath the back of the heart so that your heart is supported and open, and then letting your arms move away from the sides of the body. If you would like to stretch out your legs, by all means do. Slide your heels out as wide as the front corners of your mat. If you want to give an extra support to your lower lumbar spine, then keep your knees bent as wide as your mat with your feet and drop your knees in to touch so that your sacrum is encouraged to spread and broaden. Taking a few minutes once again to feel into your foundation, to feel all the points where your body meets the earth, the heels, the calves, the buttocks, the points along the spine, the shoulders, backs of the upper arms, the elbows, forearms, backs of the hands, the back of the head. With each exhalation, see if you can let go a little more of your back body connecting with the earth. With each exhalation, your body becoming heavier and heavier. Soften the muscles around your face by softening your throat, parting your lips and teeth, softening the tongue away from the roof of your mouth. Feeling the connection between the upper and lower eyelids, your eyelashes lengthening out of that connecting space. Relax the forehead and the scalp away from the skull. And allow yourself to completely let go and connect fully
with the earth. And as you connect with the Mother Earth energy, I'd love to share with you a poem by the Sufi poet Rumi. And this poem is all about a tree getting its nourishment from the earth. And then spreading that nourishment from the inside outwards. Rumi says, "Come, let's fall in love again. Let's turn all the dirt in this world to shiny gold. Come, let's be a new spring, a love reborn. Find our aroma from the essence of all who emit heavenly fragrance. Like a fresh tree, bloom and spread all the blessings right from the inside." And from the earth, we gather these qualities of stability, equanimity, strength, steadiness, gracefulness, security, feelings of safety. Allow yourself to be nourished with these positive qualities as you absorb the earth energy through every cell of your body mind. If you would like to continue resting and absorbing and nourishing the earth energy, then please stay exactly where you are. If you would like to move slowly upwards towards a seated position and join me for a mini meditation, then feel free to roll gently to one side. Bring yourself around and up, taking a few moments to steady yourself, anchor yourself again over both sitting bones. Let's take Apana Mudra, the mudra that helps us to root our energy downwards into the earth. To do this, just begin to bring the tips of the two middle fingers to meet the tips of your thumb. So your index fingers and little fingers extend. Let the backs of your hands rest onto your knees. And sit tall over your foundation. Close the eyes. And once again, be aware of your breath. The upward flow of energy as you breathe in from your roots to your heart, and the downward flow of energy as you breathe out from your heart to your roots. And as you feel into your foundation,
feeling yourself heavy over the earth, completely anchored. Ask yourself, what keeps you grounded? How do you connect with your physical body? And how do you connect with nature and the earth? Where do you feel safe? And what gives you sustenance and nourishment? As we contemplate these thoughts, these are all the qualities that are connected with Muladhara Chakra, with the earth energy, with the sense of feeling stable, anchored, and secure. So by using this mudra, by connecting to the earth more fully through the soles of our feet or our sit bones, helps us to absorb all these qualities more fully. So whether you're sitting or lying down onto your back now, just enjoy these last few moments in our practice tonight, feeling completely steady, safe and secure, exactly where you are right now. If you're lying down onto your back, begin to bring yourself back into this room again, noticing your breath, feeling into your physical body against the earth, and slowly making your way over to one side, around and upwards. Take your time. There's no need to hurry or rush. And I'd love for us to close our class tonight by chanting together the Pranava Om, allowing the vibration just to settle those qualities, those earth grounding qualities into our bodies and minds. We'll take the Pranava Om 3 times, followed by a dedication of peace with Shanti. Breathing in for Om. Offering our praise, thanks, and gratitude to the universe. And
May we each continue to walk our path feeling safe and secure and connected to the earth. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste. Thank you.